If there was a two-hour meeting, I would like to know the details of that meeting. I would like to know as much as I could what was said and what was answered and whatever you can tell me.
Well, the first thing that Sir Peter noticed during this meeting was that this guy, whoever he was able to read his mind. And later on, Sir Peter told me, he didn't write about this in his book, but he told me that what disturbed him more than anything else was the fact that this guy knew all Britain's top secret nuclear secrets.
Huh.
And, well, he began by explaining that man was now striving to sort of break his earthly bonds and travel to the moon and planets beyond. We were developing, but there was a dark age on Earth. we were prepared to sacrifice almost anything, the natural environment, animals and humans. And there was a dreadful specter of blowing up our world. So they were concerned, it seems, about that. He went on to the origins of life in the universe, stated that most of the UFOs we see are robot-controlled.
Uh-huh.
Some are manned in order to oversee the whole program and to ensure that the probes do not land or crash by accident. And they spoke that there have been, since time immemorial, observers of our planet, vessels out of the sky bringing strange visitors, and that contact has been established on a very selective basis, where they judge that such contact could not harm either party.
Hmm.
And apparently they say they've studied Earth for a very long time. They have extraordinary technological abilities, very highly developed mental powers, including extrasensory, thought reading, hypnosis, and this I find particularly interesting, the ability to use different dimensions.
Hmm. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you somewhere down the line that, you know, beings coming from light years and light years away seems incredible. Maybe it can be done, but it seems incredible. But if we just, you know, if we had someone come from another dimension, they would appear to us to be as alien as if they had come from another planet. And, of course, you know, you just hop, skip, and a jump from another dimension if you know how to do it. So,
well, the implication in this case is that these beings are related, some of them at any rate, are related to us genetically.
Huh.
What I've heard from other sources is that some of these highly advanced beings are indeed responsible for upgrading humanity, upgrading the development of human beings going way back tens of thousands of years. As to the dimensional aspect, I don't doubt that there are beings who exist solely in other dimensions, but the implication here is that this guy was quite physical, quite solid, but that their races are so advanced that they can manipulate dimensions. And I think this happens with their spacecraft. There's a number of intriguing accounts by people claiming contact to say that it is a question not just of linear travel. I'm sure you've heard all this before, all you listeners, and you, of course, Art, that they manipulate space-time, as Einstein called it,
mm-hmm.
by folding it rather than traveling in a linear mode.
Mm-hmm.
So that to manipulate space-time is to manipulate a dimension. And I think this would account for their extraordinarily rapid disappearances sometime. Sometimes maybe they're just going so fast in the blink of an eye, but I think at other times they're just translating into another dimension to get where they want to in a, you know, in maybe split seconds.
Let's jump back to something you said. You said that we have some relationship to them genetically. Boy, that sure is one sentence that covers a lot of territory, Timothy.
Yes, well, of course, this has been mentioned by a number of researchers going way back. And
yes, well, are they our creators?
Well, what I understand is that they genetically upgraded the existing beings on this planet, the basic humans that when they first appeared, the basic creatures.
So there was already life existent on Earth when they arrived, and they did the upgrade.
Yes.
Kind of,
Yes, I mean we were you know just vaguely out of the ape stage, and so it is said. So it is said by a lot of contactees. I have a lot of reports of this in Alien Base, my book, which specializes in contact stories. And there's a marvelous story by Albert Coe, who encountered an alien being and his spacecraft in Canada in 1920. And he had meetings throughout his life with this person and with one or more of these people. And I find that story very compelling.
But that does make them our creators, though. If they upgraded us, interesting
yes.
phrase,
yes.
then they took us from what was not intelligent life and did the upgrade that made us who we are, making them our creators.
I think to that extent you're right, yes. And I think that this is part of a sort of colonization process, if you like. I think we were colonized.
Huh. And these kinds of stories, this two-hour conversation and others, have led you to this position?
Yes, absolutely. One of the most compelling contacts for me was a lady I knew for many, many, for several decades, in fact. She's passed on now, unfortunately, but she had contact back in 1963 with several human-type extraterrestrials who were engaged in a very delicate operation which involved the use of some of our top scientists, some of whom actually traveled to their bases, and they had bases, some of these people, for example, in South America.